If you love supporting local businesses, then you're going to love today's episode. We're chatting with Vicky and Jimmy about an event that's become a real highlight on the Moreton Bay calendar, the BBW Caboolture and Surrounds Business Expo. We're talking live entertainment, guest speakers, food vans, and around 100 stalls of local talent, all under one roof and completely free to attend. This is a community event with real heart behind it, and I cannot wait to hear more. Vicky Wood, President of BPW Moreton Bay, and Jimmy from Chili Coffee, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Deb. So, Jimmy, we've got our fifth year going into this year for our expo.
That's very exciting.
It is. It is. They always say that if you've lasted 5 years in an event that you have become a success, and I think that's due to the great support that we get from our community and all the local businesses in the area. Jimmy, how long have you been coming?
I think I've been coming the whole time since it started. It's good to partner with other businesses. And, you know, with around 80 to 100 businesses there, you never know who you meet and can possibly help you with your own business. It's quite exciting, yeah.
I think that's some of the greatest feedback that we get is that the networking between the businesses as well is always on point, that they get to, you know, learn new businesses, they make connections, and that helps them grow in their business as well.
Absolutely. There is just so many businesses that people don't know about, and over the last 5 years or so, you go along to the event and you go, oh, I've never seen you before. What do you do? And you have a chat to them and they're a local business. You go, you know what? I need that person next week. So you go and look after a local business instead of going somewhere else, which is really, really convenient.
So this is a networking event for the businesses as well as anyone coming to visit, which
Correct.
Is terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. The businesses get to network, they get to talk to each other, but they also get to talk to the community and let the community know what is on offer around the place. And that's something really big that we want to do is connect the community with our local business.
Yeah, that's
pretty exciting. It's a really easy place to get to, and you know, it's a free event, so you can say you come and meet all these different business people from all over the area, and it's completely free, unlike having to go to, say, somewhere like the big convention centres and having to pay to get in. This is a free event. It's a fantastic event, and it's great for all of the people who have those small businesses. Because we do, as a small business owner, we make up the biggest lot of business in Queensland.
That's exactly right. And Moreton Bay has a growing huge amount of businesses within the region, and BPW loves getting behind that and supporting that, not just the women businesses, but all our businesses in the community.
Jimmy, do you think we need to explain what BPW needs to the people?
So BPW is business and professional women. We've been around for over 35 years in the community. We are a networking organisation similar to a chamber,
yep.
But we do focus on women and women in business and professional women. But when it comes to the expo, it's about expanding and getting those women connected with other small businesses as well. Jimmy, what does your business do at the event?
Well, at the event, we showcase what we make in our products. We're a world first coffee company, and we showcase the products we make, and then we also produce coffee for customers that are there. And I do believe I might be up on stage this time having a bit of a chat to everybody about how we do coffee and what coffee's all about, where it comes from. I know in recent times people have gone, coffee's got expensive. Well, it has, because the whole world has changed and everything has gone up in price. So it's just the way of the world these days, and now we've got, you know, other issues. But it's great to get small business together. They may not know who their insurance company is or who this is, and if you've got to be able to partner with them and help them, that's even better.
Excellent. So yes, Jimmy's right. We've got demos happening this year, something new we've thrown into the mix of the program. We've got 5 different businesses doing demonstrations on the day that people can come and see. So Chili Coffee is one. And we've got Jen Eisen from Red Fox Orchids who will be demonstrating how to pot plants, etc., for people.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of others. We've even got a kind of meditation breathing one for stress related, which will help, you know, not only the businesses but the community as well. So great addition to the program, I think, to add on for the day.
It means, yeah, that's right. I mean, people can come, they can walk around all the stalls, but they also can go, well, there's a little show on now in half an hour. They can go and sit in a seat and they can probably learn something new that they've never seen, even if it is just potting, how to pot an orchid correctly. It's a great skill to be able to have, yeah, for sure.
While they're drinking your coffee,
Our coffee, yeah. We have coffee and we have syrups and we have a whole range of things. So, yeah, we've been going for 14 years.
I'd like to ask a question about, yes. I've often wondered about chili coffee. Is chili in the coffee?
Yes, correct.
It is. It so is. I have never tasted a coffee with chili in it.
Well, you haven't lived yet.
No. So. I mean, I love chili and yes. I love coffee.
Well, there you go.
And I love chocolate too, and they put chili in chocolate.
So our chili chocolate powder won best chili chocolate powder in Australia and New Zealand.
Wow. Does it give you the chili, but it doesn't burn like
chili? Well, we have five different levels of chili coffee. So we have from really, really mild entry level for the starting of it, so until you get used to it. Then we have four other levels that go from – so chili in the world of capsaicin goes from 0 to 2.2 million Scoville units. Ooh. And our hottest chili coffee is 2.2 million Scoville units.
Wow.
We have five coffee syrups as well. We talk about doing businesses. We have a partnership with a bakery and they make a pie out of our product. We have a partnership with two breweries and one of the breweries, their beer is going to Korea next month, I believe, for a very big international beer award, and that's made with our products. And we have head chefs all over Australia using our products and have used our products in the past.
So if you're a true coffee drinker, you need to try chili coffee is what you're saying.
Absolutely, and we differ from a lot of other coffee companies. There's a lot of cafes out there that sell coffee and they call themselves specialty coffee and all that, but they buy their coffee beans from someone else. We roast the coffee. We're actually the roasters. We start the whole process. We make the whole thing, and we have done for 14 years. But chili coffee's only been running. It was virtually invented by me 7 years ago.
You actually invented chili coffee.
That's what it says on my shirt, see?
Chili coffee syrup Jimmy.
Yeah, and what's this one say?
Oh, CEO and inventor. I didn't read the other side. Wow, congratulations, you're a celebrity.
Yes, thank you.
Wow, that's very impressive. Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to trying your coffee.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, look, there's a level for everyone because everyone's capsaicin level is different. And one of the things people aren't expecting, they hear chili, they hear this, and they go, oh, it's going to be spicy. Well,
exactly. That's what I've always thought.
It's all about the coffee flavour first and then the spice comes afterwards. It's very important. There's no point having a product that is so hot you can't use it. There's no point. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And is there any health benefits? I mean,
well, actually, there is a really health benefit. So one of my longest customer is a famous Australian sportsman, and he is a type 2 diabetic now, and he also suffers migraines. He started using chili coffee 6 years ago, and found that it stopped his migraines. He is now one of 40 people using our chili coffee for migraine relief, and it's somewhere between 6 and 10 minutes and the fog's gone and it's lifted. Now, Brian, he used to carry drugs in the glove box of his car, at home, everywhere. He has none, no drugs at all. He takes chili coffee all over Australia. He works for a very big German electrical company now, and he takes it everywhere. He is my best unpaid person on the planet because he showcases it to everyone. I myself suffer cluster headaches, and I have since I was 17. I don't get them anymore because I drink chili coffee every day.
So, Jimmy, if we don't want to wait till the BPW Expo to come and see you, where do we go to find the coffee?
We are on Pitt Road, Burpengary, from 5 a.m. in the morning to 9:30 Tuesday through to Friday. And our webpage is open 24/7. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We do a live cooking show every Friday at 4 o'clock, showcasing how to use our products in food, and yeah, we might drink a champagne or two because I've modelled it after two fat ladies, which is a great show. So we have a bit of fun, but we are showcasing how to make everyday food out of your pantry, and we're not Michelin star chefs, that's for sure. But
well done. Yeah,
yeah, it's one of the exciting things that we get to share at the expo is stories like this.
Correct,
and we have a great lineup of different trade stands at the expo. So we have, to complement Jimmy's chili coffee. We have cookies on sale next to him as well. But absolutely. Then we also have Temple of Juniper, which is a new local gin company.
Very good gin. Very
in
good.
Caboolture. Yep. They're coming along this year. Then we have people from banking, accounting, right through to real estate and pest control, as well as various other businesses. You know, some of the main ladies from BPW also come along as well. So it's a great morning, a lineup of a variety of businesses.
Yeah, we actually launched one of our new syrups called De Grace, named after my grandmother. It's a lavender syrup. On an oyster with the lavender syrup with gin and cucumber, and it was absolutely fantastic. People say, oh, it's just chili coffee, it's only got one use, but it's not. It's got more uses than that. And that's why it's important to come along to this event to see what the different people have, because you might see their name somewhere and just think they only have one thing, but they may have a lot more to them than meets the eye. So it's a really good event to come to.
That's right, Jimmy. And then the other main thing that we have is Innovate Her, which is a great program that BPW designed 3 years ago.
Sure.
And that's to help lift women up in the community. It's a competition, and you get to hear from the finalists at the competition of all the new businesses that are coming through the region. So people can still enter that competition as well prior to the expo, so that they can try and enter and win. We have money up for grabs, as well as some great mentorships and prizes for that. So, yeah,
that's good. Yeah, because, you know, unless you come and ask questions and you want to start up, you might have a great idea or start a business and you don't know how to do it. But if you come to an event like this, you can ask lots of questions and then go, you know what, I am down the right track. I should progress with this. And then you can get help from the other business people there, because 99.9% of the times anyone that's in a small business is more than happy to help another person trying to start a small business.
Absolutely. And that's what BPW is all about.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What an incredible event for our local community. So there you have it, the BPW Caboolture and Surrounds Business Expo, bringing together around 100 local exhibitors, live entertainment, guest speakers, food vans and amazing prizes, all completely free to attend. Whether you're a business owner looking to showcase what you do, head to the BPW website to register a stall, or simply someone who loves to support local, this one's for you. Head along, have a look around, and don't forget to check out some of the demonstrations our incredible local businesses have to offer. We'll see you there. But while you're here, you can also listen to the BPW podcast about the fantastic Innovate Her competition that will be a highlight of the day at the Business Expo, May 23rd, 2026. You'll find this and a whole lot more on 1015fm.com.au.